Let's go to the book of Romans this morning. Say, I appreciate everybody being here once again. God bless you for being in service. All the visitors here, different ones making a special effort to come. Good to see you. Amen. James and his friend here this morning. What's her name, Courtney? Laura? Nora. Okay, glad to have you. Amen. She was here the other night in revival also. Romans chapter number 4. I've been in Romans for a little while. I'm back in it again this morning. I was here last Sunday. I'm going to go to Romans chapter 4. There's so much we could read out of this chapter that would go along with our message, but for the sake of time, I want to take verse number 12 as our scripture text, and we'll only read Romans 4 and 12. I want to talk to us about faith this morning, believe in God, trust in the Lord. Romans chapter 4, verse 12, "And the Father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only." Verse, the last part of this is what I want to preach from. "But who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham," amen, "which he had being yet uncircumcised." Right in the middle here, "but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham." And I want to preach to us about walking in the steps of that faith. Walking in the steps of that faith. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the privilege to be in your house this morning on your day, the Lord's day. Pray that you bless each one that is gathered together here, Lord, this morning. Those that have put forth special effort, I pray a special blessing. I pray that you help us to receive from you. Anoint us today. We're fully aware, O God, of our weakness and our inability. God, we're aware of your greatness, your goodness, your anointing. If you will just touch us this morning and help us to preach, we'll give you the glory for it in Jesus' name. The church said amen. Amen. Walking in the steps of that faith. Romans chapter 4, the apostle begins to deal with how that Paul was, or that Abraham was justified by faith and not of works only. How that through the law, amen, there comes a realization of sin and transgression, but through faith and grace, the promise is brought to life. He brings in this, the Jewish laws and the laws of circumcision, and how that God was reaching even to the Gentiles and these Romans, amen, how God was reaching unto them, and how that God justifies by faith. And that Abraham, even before he entered into this covenant with God, was justified and became the father of many nations through the promise. And in the latter part of this chapter, very, very good verses of scripture familiar to us. Very great and mighty scriptures concerning faith. Amen. Talking about against hope. He believed in hope. Amen. Talking about being fully persuaded of God's promises. Abraham. Talking about he not staggering at the promise of God. I believe in God's promises. Amen. I believe that God promises us. Amen. And then we will see the fulfillment of that promise. I believe that it is so important and essential, amen, to our fulfillment of God's promises is our faith, how we believe God, amen, how we trust in Him. The Bible talks about Abraham believed that God would call things, amen, that was dead to life. The Bible said that he believed if he killed Isaac that God was able to raise him from the dead, because he said that he believed that he had received him from the dead in a way, because he was past of age when the child was born. Amen. And so here
is what I feel the Lord dealing with me, that we're to walk in the steps of that faith. Walk in the steps of that faith. Amen. He was the father of the Jews. He was the father of those who was under this covenant of circumcision. But also he was the father of those who was not under the covenant. Amen. And through faith, he was the father of many nations. Matter of fact, the Bible says that Abraham was the father of all them that believe. Praise God. I'm thankful for that today. Walking. Let's talk about this morning. Amen. I want to bring out two things about, amen, walking in this faith. And the first is about progress. If you walk, you get progress. Amen. It might be slow. Amen. It might be fast. It might seem like it just comes together so quick. Sometimes it seems like it just takes so long. But if you walk, if we walk, if we take steps, I'm not going to talk about steps as far as, different levels. Amen. Because you can use that as in that way, like this level and then another level and another. No, I want to talk to us about steps as the walk of faith, walking with God, progress. Amen. And then about holding on, about continuing on. Amen. Because you can stop shy one more step to the promise and not receive it. But I believe that God wants us to go all the way. Amen. Lord, we need your help this morning. The believers walking in faith, believing, amen, making progress. God wants us to make progress. It don't always start out with a big bang. As far as something big, great. If you're going to walk somewhere, you got to start with that first step. Amen. The last step is what maybe gets the most attention, but I'm telling you, hey man, progress sometimes starts so small. And they talk about there's a bridge over the Niagara Falls. It was built in the early 1900s years ago, and how they was going to build this bridge across there, and there's a bridge across there, and how they started it was they took a kite and tied one single thread to that kite. And flew that kite across the Niagara Falls with that thread. And they got the thread on both sides. And they held it. And they took that thread and tied something a little bit, just a little better. Pulled it across the Niagara Falls. Took that and pulled that something a little bigger. Finally, they had a strong rope across the Niagara Falls. They took that rope and began to pull a cable. They finally had a big cable. Man, they're making progress. That's the way it is with our faith. It might just be a little thread at first. Amen. But fly it across. Amen. And God starts something that He'll finish one day. That they drive huge trucks across. Amen. That you can walk across. It starts so small. How important is my faith? It's so small. It's the size of a mustard seed. It seems so weak. Amen. It just seems like it's just not what I wish it was. Amen. But the walk of faith is progress. As long as we're putting one step in front of the other. As long as we keep going. Hallelujah. As long as we keep holding on. As long as we let God do what He wants to do in our life. Amen. That walk of faith. Walking in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham. Amen. Abraham believed God, the Bible says. God showed up to him. Amen. Abraham left the land of the Ur of Chaldees. Amen. He went out not knowing where he went, the Bible says, but God told him to go. God told him to take, amen, the steps of faith. He believed God. Amen. He took Lot with him. He was building altars. He was going on for the Lord. The Bible says he was a stranger and pilgrim in Hebrews. Amen. And we can walk in that faith. We don't always know what the future holds when we step out. You ever heard that, step out in faith? It's the steps, amen, of faith. The Bible says that the Lord showed up to Abraham and said, I am thy shield. I am thy exceeding great reward. Praise God. Genesis 15, Abram said unto the Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? Amen. Abraham had received the promise from God, said, look up at those stars. Said, that's how many your seed's going to be. Said, count those stars. Amen. Said, look at the sand on the seashore. That's what it's going to be. And Abraham, when God came to him after that, he said, I don't even have a child. Amen. He said, I've got my steward Eleazar of Damascus. And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. Abraham had already wrote out his will, and it was called going to his servant. Amen. That's what he says here. He said, one born in my house. Amen. I have a steward here. He's mine heir. He's going to get everything. Amen. The Bible says, that behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir. Change your will, Abraham. Hallelujah. This shall not be thine heir. He was already 90-some years old. Amen. He shall come forth out of thine own bowels, shalt that be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said, so shall thy seed be. And here, verse 6 is what I wanted to read. The Bible says, he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. This was an amazing promise. Amen. And God gives us promises. God speaks to our heart. Amen. And others won't believe it. Even Sarah laughed. Even Sarah laughed in the tent. And God said, Sarah's laughing in the tent. And she was so afraid of these men of God. They was God in the flesh. And she was so afraid. Amen. There was three men of visiting God, of visiting Abraham. And it was God, hallelujah, showing himself as the triune God early, right there. Amen. As God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sarah said, I didn't laugh. Amen. They said, surely you laugh, but God's going to give it through Sarah. Amen. It's not going to come through Ishmael. It's not going to come through Hagar. It's going to come through your wife, Sarah. Amen. This promise was so great. This promise was so you couldn't even grasp it with the human mind. Amen. That this man that was going to be 100 years old, and this lady that was 90 years old, was going to give birth to a child. And it was a promised child, but the Lord visited her. Amen. But I'm talking about the faith of Abraham, walking in the steps of the faith of Abraham. Amen. God will give you promises. God will speak to, amen, an individual. God will speak to a man, a woman. Amen. A husband and wife. God will touch them with the promise of God, and nobody else can understand it. They might even be ashamed to, amen, talk about it. They might not even want to, amen, breathe it out their lips, because it's such an amazing promise. But the Bible said he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Simply believing God, simple faith, amen, that brings progress. Hallelujah. Amen. That little thread that goes across with a kite. Amen. It started right there, and now it's a great big bridge that you can walk upon and feel secure. Amen. One day your little faith, amen, that seems so timid and small, will be a mighty bridge that'll span across. Amen. What God has told you will come to pass. If God said it, it's settled in heaven. He believed in the Lord. We must walk in those steps of faith. It's progress. We need progress in our life. Nobody could walk across that piece of thread. Amen. But the bridge, it starts. Amen. And your small faith is so important. It has to start somewhere. And God will progress it on. God will make it bigger. God will do something greater. Amen. Caleb was that man who was there. And the Bible says that they said we're like grasshoppers in their sight. Joshua and Caleb, amen, was the ones that believed the Lord. And God said, you're going to wander around in this wilderness for 40 years. And you're going to die. And your children, your babies are going to go into that promise. But Caleb and Joshua, they're the only two that's going to go in. Moses didn't even go in because he smote the rock when God told him to speak to it. Amen. But Caleb and Joshua led those people in. Caleb was 80 years old. Amen. Caleb was an old man. But he came to Joshua and he said, I'm just as strong today as I was when we came 40 years ago. Hallelujah. And he said, God told me, he said, you remember that day. I can see Joshua and Caleb, amen, having that deja vu. Hallelujah. That rollback. I'm talking about, I mean, just all of a sudden, they could see themselves carrying those grapes out of there. Amen. All of a sudden, they could just, amen, it's like it's 40 years earlier. Amen. Something rose up in Caleb. And he said, Joshua, God promised me that I would possess this land. He said, now, give me this mountain. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, Caleb, amen, was the sons of Anak was giants. There was giants in the land. Now, I don't want to get off on all this, but those giants, amen, was what scared all them, those other 10 spies. They saw these huge, monstrous men. Amen. Some of those giants had 6 fingers and 6 toes. Amen. Almost like unhuman. And they was mighty men, tall. Amen. And big. And lived in that land. But you know that mountain that Caleb took to possess, the giants inhabited that land. Amen. And Caleb and his, amen, and his family ran those giants off that mountain. Hallelujah. What was it? He dared to believe God. Amen, brothers and sisters, when he was there with those grapes, amen, it wasn't nothing but a little thread. Amen. But then he stood there 40 years later, amen, with a power of God, all of the land shook and trembled. Amen. At what God had done through the children of Israel. Amen. As a matter of fact, amen, they took those kings and wiped them out. Amen. They killed mighty, mighty men, and God used them, and they, amen, was used by God. Amen. That army stepped on that shore. Amen. And crossed that Jordan River, and the whole land shook. Amen. I'm telling you, 40 years earlier, God would have did it. Amen. But God had showed himself so strong. Amen. Caleb come on that mountain with faith. It was the same faith, but now it wasn't a little thread. Amen. Now he was marching on there, and he's saying, this is my mountain. God gave it to me. Amen. I've wandered 40 years in the wilderness. Amen. And I ain't got a thread faith now. Amen. I've got faith to run you out of this place. Now, I'm here to tell you, you might be just picking up little grapes right now. Amen. Of the promises of God. Amen. You might be wondering how God's going to move in your life, in your family, in your situation. Amen. In whatever it is. But if we'll dare to believe God like Caleb, dare to believe God like Joshua, walk in the steps of faith like Abraham, walk in his footsteps. All you got to do is put your foot down on their tracks. They've already walked. Amen. Walk in those steps, making progress. Amen. Making progress. It's a slow step. It's a small step. But I believe God's going to help me. I believe God's going to take us all the way. Believe God. Just believe God. Amen. No matter what it is, things that we're praying for, every one of us have things we're praying for, desires that we have from God, things that we want God to do in our life, in our family, in our children, in our home, in our finances, in our jobs. Amen. Hallelujah. Hook that kite up this morning, somebody. Tie that thread to it. I know that Niagara Falls has never been crossed before. Amen. But there'll come a day when there's a bridge here. Fly that thread across that Niagara Falls and believe God. When you get it across, hallelujah, tie something a little bigger and pull it across. When you get that one across, tie some. It won't be long. Oh, it seems so slow. It seems so, amen, such little progress. The Lord dealt with me a long time ago. I felt like I was making such little progress. I don't believe in looking behind. Amen. I don't believe in looking back. But there's the difference in looking back to go back and looking back, amen, to see where God brought you from. Amen. And you're here this morning, you say, I ain't making no progress. I'm stumbling. I'm falling. I'm making mistakes. Just for a moment, look back at where you came from. Amen. Think about the desires you used to have. Would you have been in church this morning worshiping God? If you was here, did you want to be here? Did you want God to help you? The Bible said, look unto that rock from which you was hewn. You might feel like you're not making no progress, but look behind you at how far you've come. I'm not talking about looking to go back. I'm talking about looking to go on. I think I'll take another step because God has helped me. I think God help us. Amen. Progress sometimes in man's eyes is totally different than the progress in God's eyes. How we measure things and how God measures things is totally different. Amen. We go out there at the nighttime and look for those shooting stars that make a flash. But those shooting stars won't be there tomorrow night. Amen. Those shooting stars will be gone. Amen. They only last for a little while. They get all the attention. We look at others and think, man, look how great they're going. Look how good they're going. And I believe we ought to do the best we can. I'm not preaching on a degrading or degradation. I don't believe we ought to go back. I believe going on. But sometimes, saints of God, the devil will jump up on your shoulder and say, look at you, you ain't making no progress. Wait just a minute, devil. I've got a thread across the river. Hallelujah. I may not have the bridge built, but I do have a thread across there. Amen. I have made some progress. Amen. We must just hold on and believe God. We must just hold on and trust God. Amen. For God will come through. Somebody sang the song the other night in revival, said, I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. The song said, people said I'd never make it. Said I'd never see him through. But they don't know what keeps me going. I guess they never have met you. Praise the Lord. I'm still holding on. I'm still here. I'm in these steps of faith. And I'm persevering, you see. Amen. It's not just progress. It's persevering. Holding on. Amen. Taking that other step when God helps us. Amen. You know, sometimes the Christian walk with God, you can raise your head and you can look down the road. The light will be so bright. Amen. God will have touched you and you can look down the road a little ways. You can see plainly what God wants you to do. You can look up just like a trail. You're on a trail and the sun's shining right down on it. You can see it plain as day. Amen. You can see 30 yards up there. You can see all the steps you're going to take. You can see the pitfalls that are ahead of you. You can see it all. Amen. And then there's other times it's so dark you have to feel where the rock is. And then you can't see it all. You got to feel it. And then you feel it, sure. And then you got to move on. Amen. And then you got to take and feel. Amen. Sometimes the Christian walk, you can see it plain down the road. And then other times in that dark valley of faith, you got to feel and you'll just stand there for a while and not make no progress, never make a move, knowing God wants you to go on, but just waiting on God to tell you. Amen. It won't be long. He'll put a rock up under that foot. Hallelujah. You'll say, I know I felt there earlier and there wasn't nothing there. But all of a sudden there is something there. Y'all still with me this morning? Amen. It's progress. Amen. But when that foot's hanging out there in the walk with God and you can't feel nothing, amen, that don't mean we got to turn back. That don't mean we're on the wrong road. We just got to wait on God to give us something to step on. Amen. And when He gives us something to step on, we're going to wait right there until He gives us another one. I love those times when the light shines on the path and I can see down the road. Don't you? I love those times. Amen. I feel like, man, we're making progress. Man, we're gaining ground. Man, God's helping us and God's God's a moving. Amen. But just as important as the step on the road to heaven, when you can see 20 yards down the road, amen, just as important is that step when you're in the middle of the night and you don't know what you're going to do next. It's still progress. It's still progress. Hallelujah. We got to hold on. The Bible said, be not weary. Come on, church. Be not weary in well-doing. For in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not. Amen. Be not weary in well-doing. Amen. Keep walking. Somebody wrote a song and said, I've got to keep walking. Amen. Keep right on walking. Walking in the light of the Lord. We'll get to heaven someday if we walk the right way. Walking in the light of the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, there have been times I've been running. Amen. There have been times I've been flying. Amen. Like wings of the eagle. But there's other times I was just a walking. Amen. I'm telling you, it didn't matter if I was flying on the wings of an eagle, running and not being weary, or walking and not fainting. Every one of them was progress. Hallelujah. I want to preach to you this morning if the Lord will help me. You say, Brother Sam, I'm just taking baby steps. Oh, God. Lord, help us. I want to tell you something. If I'm going to there and I take a step like that because I'm not so sure-footed, or if I take a step like that, they're both progress. And God don't judge progress the way we do. Man judges progress whoever's the fastest and the quickest and the best. God judges progress on whoever gets there. Hallelujah. The race is not to the swift nor the battle to the strong. But he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible said in chapter 12 and verse 1, seeing we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run with, what'd she say a while ago when she was getting ready to sing? Run with what? Run with patience. Amen. Hold it on. Hold it on. Being faithful. Hold it on to God. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Does anybody know that song? Time is filled with swift transitions. Amen. All kinds of changes. Not of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hope on things eternal. And hold to God's unchanging hand. I'm telling you, the world may not be going the way we wish it was. The church may not be going the way we wish it was. Your family may not be going the way you wish it was. There may be changes that you don't like, but one thing for sure, God has never changed and he never will change. Hallelujah, praise God. And when we seek him, amen. They said there was this preacher, amen, that was playing with some children, and they talked him into playing hide and seek. He said, I was playing hide and seek with these kids, and he said, they talked me into that they was all going to look for me and I was going to hide. He said, I knew a good place to hide. He said, I went and hid. He said, for the longest time nobody came. He said, I stuck my head out. Nobody came. Amen. No kids coming. He said, I kept sticking my head out. He said, I was there 20-30 minutes. And he said, they was all at the house when my wife said, they played a trick on you. Said, they got you to go hide and they all come in and got stuff to eat. He said, I was upset. He said, but the next day I went in my office and he said, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. He said, that's the way I am. He said, I'm hiding thinking people are going to look for me. Said, God said, but they never come look for me. Hallelujah. God said, I'm hiding and I'm wanting you to seek me. Amen. And you instead go on play. Amen. And I just stay right here the whole time hoping that you'll come find me. And said that people never come looking for me. I'm telling you, God will be found of them that search for him. God will be found of those that hold on. Amen. Patiently holding on. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, God will renew your strength if you're on the wings of an eagle. God will renew your strength if you're running. God will renew your strength if you're walking. But we've got to wait on the Lord, and we've got to persevere, and we've got to hold on and not give up so quick.
Things you're praying for. And I know we pray for things. We want it right now. We want it right now. Hallelujah. That waiting time is what is so hard and long. Praise God. Said, lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I told you, I've been in Romans 2:7 said, to them who by patient continuance. Amen. I was reading that the other day. Patient continuance. Them two words, amen, summarizes the whole Christian walk with God. Patient continuance. Hallelujah. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. Hallelujah. Amen. One day the road you're walking will turn to gold. Hallelujah. One day the street you're on will turn to gold. Amen. Glory Avenue, persevering. Hold on. Keep walking. That song says, I prayed and I prayed for the Lord. Show me mercy. I prayed that He would, amen, lighten up my load. I sat down to rest. Amen. Songwriter said, I sat down to rest because my feet had grown so weary. Amen. But then I heard a voice within me say, you got to keep walking. Keep right on walking. I'm talking about walking in faith, believing God, trusting God. You're praying about something the devil says, give up. Amen. Patient continuance. Amen. You're taking baby steps. Why don't you turn around? Devil, I might be taking baby steps, but I'm taking steps. Amen. You're not gaining no ground. Devil, I may not be moving, but I ain't going back. Amen. You keep falling down. Devil, I may keep falling down. Amen. But I always fall to my knees. Hallelujah. Amen. You're never so tall as you are when you're on your knees. Amen. I'm telling you, I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen. There's an unseen hand guiding me. Amen. Through this world of care. Amen. God, get a hold of His hand and hold on. Get a hold of that faith and hold on and keep taking steps and don't give up. Don't give up. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, hold that fast that thou hast, that no man take thy crown. You're here this morning and you feel like you're not gaining no progress. Come on, Sister Bethany. Here this morning and you don't feel like, man, I got a book sitting on my desk right now by Charles Swindoll. And it's entitled, Three Steps Forward and Two Steps Back. He wrote that book in 1980. First copyright was 1980. I was reading through it and I told Sister Bethany, I said, it's like he knew us. He was writing it in 2016. Do you ever feel like that? One, two, three. One. Knocked back. I'm going to tell you something. When the devil knocks you back, a lot of times it's so traumatic, you think you lost 30 yards. But you really only lost about 5. I feel the Lord here today. You feel like you have completely lost ground. But that's the devil's tactic, is to get you to turn around, because he cannot put you out of the Father's hand. You have to turn around yourself. You haven't lost as much ground as you think you have. I know it's traumatic. I know it's difficult. I wish I was up there. But at least I'm still pointing in the right direction. Hallelujah. At least I haven't turned around.
turned around. I almost gave up, somebody says. I almost stopped praying about this. I almost threw in the towel, but I didn't. And I know, come on, she's going to play for us. I know that I'm not what I want to be. And by faith, I'm not what I'm going to be. But thank God, I'm not what I was. Hallelujah. Stand together with me this morning. In the steps of faith. I'm still holding on to the best thing there is now. Dear Lord, I thank you for the privilege to be in service today. Pray, God, that you'll let your word plant its, find its root in our heart. Pray, Lord, that the Spirit of God would touch us in a way that would help us to realize we're making more progress than we thought. We're still pointed in the right direction. We still believe God. We still have that call. We still have that purpose. What's going on, God? I'm not out there. I'm not doing it. I'm not. What's going on? I don't know, but my feet still pointed that way. Hallelujah. My heart's still pointed that way. I'm still going on. I'm still holding on. Help us, Lord, to have touch your people today. Somebody praying about something, God. Somebody praying for something. Abraham believed God was counting him for righteousness.
Said I never see
God, I'm going on. I wish it was so much better, but I'm still going. Church, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The devil's been on your shoulder. I thought you was going to do that for God. The devil's been on your shoulder. Oh, I thought you, oh, what about what you said? Something may have transpired, or something may have happened, or something may have, you know, not even seen it, maybe seen it. Devil, I want you to know I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not where I was. And by faith, I'm not what I'm going to be. I'm still holding on. God is speaking to somebody this morning. You wish it was far better. The devil's on your shoulder. Give up, give up, give up. There's no hope. Against hope, believe in hope. There is hope. God's anointing is still there. The Holy Ghost is still there. He's the one that does it. The Spirit of God is still there. The desire is still there.
The bridge is not behind us.
If you want prayer this morning, I want you to come. If you want special prayer, I'd like to pray with you this morning, no matter what it is. We'll pray with you. If you want to spend time with
me, still holding on.
I want you to come. Hallelujah. Others, hallelujah. We're going to pray with you. With those this morning that want prayer, and others this morning. And then take some time with the Lord.
Moving lightly, not to prosper.
Praise God, moving lightly, not to prosper.
What hanging over my head? Oh, you'll never count.
Let's know if you're coming for special prayer this morning. We're going to pray. Invite you, saints of God, to come. Pray for these. Invite you to come. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord.
Never hang around.